Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What else was new? Just seeing, you know, guys left and right and new faces in the huddle. I'm not sure how many different people we had in the huddle out of 11. Probably had like 100 combinations. So I wasn't even blinking an eye with whoever came in the huddle. Those guys are... You'll practice hard, and I believe in him and trust, and freaking put the ball on the fullback's hip and fumbled it. I mean, there's just things in this game that make me want to punch a wall. So it's just glad we got a win.
Things in that game that freaking had Drake May wanting to punch a wall, Dan Ball.
Punching a wall, may or may not.
Hopefully he's smart enough to use his non-throwing hand if he hits a wall, a Gatorade container.
You're a quarterback. You keep someone around to punch walls for you.
Well, yeah, you could pay somebody. He's on the verge. Have somebody pay. Hey, go punch that thing.
Hey,
big
country, go punch that wall.
No, not him. We need his hands, too. They're little, but we need them. Small hands.
Oh, my God.
And they're little.
His doll hands.
Time now for our league leaders and who's circling the drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. It's starting to feel, Fitzy, like the Patriots are league leaders or among the league leaders in injuries. They have multiple key guys on IR, and last night they had multiple guys get banged up over the course of the game. So the question is, does that have them circling the late season drain in terms of what they can be, what they can do? We already talked about they're not a very deep football team, and now we're talking about all these injuries. Is this a growing concern for you, the health of your New England Patriots?
It should be a concern for everyone, but at the same time, if the health of this team did not get in the way of them finding a way to beat the Ravens when they had guys dropping like flies at all three levels of the defense and on offense as well, then no. I'm now more convinced. It would be shame on me, ye of little Foxborough faith, to not think that Drake and Vrabel and Josh and Zach and company couldn't find a way to put everyone together in the best position possible to get jobs done, at least for the remainder of the regular season. Now, if you lose five more guys and then you go in the playoffs, different story.
So I believe it was seven guys last night. I appreciate Dan Ball putting a second page on the rundown so we could go through all these injuries here. They are piling up. So from yesterday's game, Travion Henderson, head, got tackled, wrapped up, slammed to the turf. Definitely a head. I'm sure he's in concussion protocol. How far that goes, we'll see. DeMario Douglas, hamstring. Morgan Moses, knee, left the game with that knee injury. They were working on it on the sideline. And then when Thayer Munford Jr. got hurt with his knee, Morgan Moses had to say, well, I guess my knee's not as bad as his knee. I'll go back in the game. Kyrus Tonga, who was finally back at fullback. I was excited. He was banging people on that line, moving people, making holes. He has a foot injury. Joshua Farmer, hamstring. He was ruled out rather quickly. Charles Woods, ankle, banged up. We already had the injuries in the back end to Carlton Davis and Marcus Jones. And then you have the longer-term injuries that have been an issue. Milton Williams is on IR. Will Campbell is on IR. Robert Spillane was out of this game. Austin Gibson, Terrell Jennings. A team that wasn't very deep to start the year is definitely, it's funny too, because they had the late bye and you would think like, oh, they had a late bye. They'll get healthy for the stretch run. Feels like it's been the opposite. Feels like ever since Vrabel accused us of talking about injuries and health on the radio.
I'm glad you guys talked about those injuries. Thanks.
They've been a little snake bitten and injuries piling up. So is it, who's the most important to return? Who is the biggest injury right now for your New England Patriots? And I'll give you a few options just to remind the listener. Travion Henderson, Mr. 50-yard touchdown, Mr. Rookie of the Year. You need him back. How about Milton Williams? Your run defense has looked like Swiss cheese since he got hurt. How about Robert Spillane? He is your leading tackler. How about Will Campbell, the left tackle? And feel free to go off the board and pick somebody else. But which guy do you most need to see back sooner rather than later, Fitzy?
Well, I got Ramondre, so long as he's healthy, to handle Travion's duty, as much as I fell in love with the 50-yard-plus touchdown runs. Wide receiving room, fingers crossed, knock on wood, seems pretty good now, and they're doing an okay job of holding court and holding fort without Will Campbell. So I'm going to go with the same guy that I've wanted all this time. It'd be great to have Spillane back, but I need the Milt man. I got to get Milton Williams back in there. I want to see if the numbers bear the fruit that we think that they will in this defense, especially the run defense, improves as much as we think it will when he's back.
Well, and that's my concern, is I agree with you. I think the answer is Milton Williams, and he may start practicing as soon as tomorrow, come off IR, start practicing, designated to return. Maybe he's back out there against the Jets. You know what my concern with Milton Williams returning is? Everybody is fixated on it, and I just wonder what happens when you get him back out there, and then let's just say the Jets run the ball for 8 yards, and then run the ball for 4 yards, and then run the ball for 6 yards, and you're like, wait a minute, guys, Milton Williams back out here. We're supposed to go back to only giving up like 48 yards per game. Why are they still getting chunk yards? I just feels like a lot is being put on Milton Williams' very large and very well-paid shoulders.
His shoulders are well compensated. Yep. I think he can handle it. Plus, he will have had the benefit of having been out for the mandatory 4 games plus a bye week. So it'll be almost like close to a month and a half that he'll have been able to heal up that high ankle sprain.
We did have a texter that 603 in New Hampshire says, welcome to the 17-week season that everybody wanted. It's a good point. It's late in the year. We're seeing injuries. I don't know if you can blame quarterback injuries. Some of these ACLs losing quarterbacks for the year, a team like the Chiefs losing multiple quarterbacks. But a team like the Patriots with these injuries, these do feel like kind of late in the year, banged up, not an ACL, not an Achilles tear, but you know, knee for Moses, knee for the more reps that offensive linemen play, the more
wear and tear injuries,
yes.
Right?
And there is probably an argument that the texter is making that is accurate, that this is just the extra long season. You wanted it. You got it. Now you got to figure out how to get through it. So Milton Williams, I do think, is the answer because how do we feel about Vidarian Lowe and the job that Vidarian Lowe has done since?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Campbell went down.
perfectly fine. Just it's canned soup. It's a nice. It's a box. It's a box of pancake mix off the shelves. Like, it'll get it done. There's nothing fancy about it. He's done okay. I mean, has he been so bad? Have you seen? Put it this way: have you seen runs get blown up 5 yards in the backfield, and or have you seen Drake May just get absolutely crushed the way that Mac Jones did a couple times during his days with Vidarian Lowe over there?
Not as much. No. It has not been a train wreck or whatever you'd want to describe it as. He did have that costly penalty last week.
You got to just work with that. I figure he's good for one or two every game, right?
It does feel like it's the cost of doing business with him out there. But I did, like, you should expect to be better with the fourth pick in the draft joining the offensive line either in the season finale or in the beginning of the playoffs there. That's why you drafted him, right? Like, that's why you think he is such an important part of the future of this team. Travion Henderson, I think, is sneaky a big one. And I don't want to diminish a head injury, but I feel like when we see a guy get a concussion or just, like, protocol, we just assume, oh, it'll be 1 week, maximum 2 weeks, and he'll be back out there. I worry about that one because I think he was becoming a really key part of this offense.
Like, a massive part of this offense. Like, at least that's why it was so reassuring to see an extra little bit of burst in Ramondre last night. I'll be honest, a couple of games ago when he first came back after the toe injury, he looked like he was laboring.
He
did not have his normal giddy up by any stretch.
There was definitely more of a bounce in his step last night. And because we had talked about the one thing he was bringing was physicality. He was doing that thing on the sidelines where he wouldn't let anybody tackle him, wouldn't let anybody hit him down to the ground. He threw a punch against, was that the Bills? Whatever, on sideline. You know, there was an edge to his game, but I'd like the edge to also be he can make a guy miss, he can break an arm tackle and turn 3 yards into 13 or 15 yards. And I thought there was more of that. Actually, I would have liked to seen him carry the ball more than 8 times last night. And I don't know if they're managing him. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe they don't think he's at full speed and they're trying to work him back to full speed before the playoffs. I don't know. But if you're going to be limited with Henderson, you certainly are going to need to lean on Ramondre because you got to be able to run the football. You've already lost Jennings. You obviously lost Gibson. I don't think D'Ernest Johnson is going to be your lead back in a successful playoff victory. So the Travion Henderson one bears watching. And I do think the Morgan Moses injury is bears watching. You know, I sort of snarkily said all summer.
What was his general? Was that just like age was his injury?
No. Knee. It's the knee. Okay. Now, I don't know if it's the same knee that's bothered him in recent years or if this is a different knee injury, because he did have a knee injury that he dealt with last year. And it's one of those things where I assumed he would miss time this year. He hasn't really missed time. I thought he would look old late in the year and you'd be like, OK, who's ready? Is it Munford? Is it Marcus Bryant? Who's stepping up? And he's actually been very – why do you laugh when I say Munford? That's
the guy's
you.
Name.
Fair Munford Jr.
Where did he come from?
He was here in the summer. Then he went to the Colts, I think, practice squad. They brought him back. Now he's their sixth offensive lineman and maybe their fifth offensive lineman, depending on the health of Morgan Moses.
Like, for all we know. I mean, he looked like he knew what he was doing last night, but it's just this is how wild this season is getting. And by the way, you wanted more Ramondre carries. When your quarterback is just chucking 50-yard dimes for 6 points, that's 8 Ramondre carries you don't need.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm also to the point, last night is different. Last night, win the football game. But over the next 2 weeks, I not only want to win the football game, I want to hit the postseason sort of hitting on all cylinders, getting whatever I think I need ready. Not that you're that good. Like, you still need to win these games because I think you're pursuing the division title and the number one seed. But, you know, don't go all Bill Belichick in Miami and just try to prove a point at the cost of a game. But also, don't be afraid to do things that you think is laying the foundation for the postseason. And I think you're going to need Ramondre in the postseason. You can't just rely on Drake to throw it. I don't think you want Drake throwing the ball 45 times against the Texans or the Broncos.
No, nor can you just rely on Travion as well, because obviously he's a touch more injury prone. Well, actually, each of them have gotten dinged up this year as well. The modern NFL has shown you really need two good feature backs at any given time because of just what monsters they're going up against. One of them could go down just like that.
Absolutely. So those are the injuries. They are piling up, and I don't think any one of them is a fatal flaw. You've kind of gotten through the Milton Williams injury here with one ugly loss to the Bills. You've kind of gotten through the Will Campbell injury with the one ugly loss to the Bills. It's not like the wheel. I mean, you can argue you lost your best offensive and defensive linemen, and the wheels haven't fallen off. So that's you've made it through. You're just about to come out the other side, hopefully, with those guys. And when they're back, you should be a better football team.
You have one loss. During the time where you lost your starting left tackle and your best defensive lineman, you managed to stem the bleeding to the point where you only have one loss. And in that game, you had a 17-point lead.
Speaking of stemming the bleeding, Fitzy, I can only do so much to carry you guys with the pick six parlay. I'm on a hot streak. I continue to win, pile up victories late in the year, but I can't say that for everyone. It's time now, time next, for the update on the pick six parlay. Spoiler, it was not the week. We did not win you your money to buy your Christmas gifts, but there were some good victories and some ugly losses. That's next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast